Then We Die, Inspector Carlyle Series, Novel 5, written by James Craig and read by Joe Jameson.
Chapter 1.
I need to talk to you about your father.
Plucking a French fancy from the three-tiered cake stand, Carlyle carefully nibbled at the pink icing skin before attacking the exposed sponge underneath. She shot him a sharp look, knowing that he wanted to ignore the subject at hand and was simply playing for time in the hope that it would go away of its own accord.
John?
With his free hand, Carlyle pulled at the collar of his shirt, wondering what was coming next. The hotel's formal dress code required him to wear a jacket and tie, and he had felt somewhat uncomfortable even before the conversation had changed tack. Fumbling with the top button of his shirt, he tried to think of something to say, but nothing sprang to mind. The only thing he knew was that he really didn't want to talk about his dad. Not with his mum, anyway. Refusing to make eye contact, he played for time by scrutinising a sculptured female figure crafted in gilded lead, flanked by a pair of floor-to-ceiling mirrors. Tea at the Ritz with his mother always felt a little surreal. God knows why she liked it so. The whole place looked like a Gianni Versace wet dream. Afternoon tea had been a special treat for almost 20 years now, something that they had first stumbled upon by accident. Like the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace, or a trip to the Tower of London, it wasn't the kind of thing you thought of doing if you ever actually lived in the city. However, he had brought his mother here for her birthday one year, and thereafter it had become an annual event. It was the one occasion during the year when they did something together as mother and son. It had thus taken on a kind of timeless quality that allowed both of them the pretense that their relationship was immutable. Located at number 150 Piccadilly, Cesar Ritz's hotel had first opened in 1906. The only hotel awarded a royal warrant by HRH the Prince of Wales for services to banqueting and catering, it was a London landmark, a staple of the city's tourist trade. These days, in order to get a table in the famous Palm Court, you had to book at least 3 months in advance. At more than £40 a head, it wasn't cheap either. But it was an event. Today, as always, both mother and son were determined to get their money's worth. For Carlyle, that meant seeing how many French fancies and cupcakes he could devour in just 45 minutes. His record was 9. For his mother, it meant savouring her brief escape from the city outside. Amidst the over-the-top Louis XVI-style decor, where Winston Churchill, Charles de Gaulle, Charlie Chaplin and Evelyn Waugh had all sipped and nibbled before them, it was hard to imagine that London was still going about its never-ending business outside. For Carlyle, too, the ritual offered a rare chance to escape from the real world. As such, it was not a place to discuss serious family business. Today, however, he knew from his mother's firm tone, her Scottish accent still clearly detectable after all the decades in sensible exile, that she definitely wanted to talk about something serious. Being a policeman, dealing with serious issues was Carlyle's job. Disasters were a daily occurrence, but they were a purely professional rather than a personal concern. Anything closer to home was primarily his wife's concern. Carlyle would meet his domestic responsibilities, but only from the back seat. Wasn't that what most men did? Whatever, that was the way things worked in his family. He liked it that way, and he wanted to keep it that way for as long as possible. What could his mother want to talk about? He could only assume that there was something wrong with his old man's health. And why not? His dad was only human. Carlyle double-checked the maths in his head. His parents were both in their 70s now. Life expectancy in the UK was around 78 for a man and 82 for a woman. They were getting old.